Today on Truth Matters with Dr. Cheryl Davis, she ends her series on the spiritual calling of motherhood. In today's lesson, Dr. Davis emphasizes the spiritual and emotional importance for mothers and fathers to demonstrate and exemplify to their children the highest virtues of integrity, honesty, trustworthiness, and truthfulness. Being a parent in today's pop culture, where life, values, and morality is always changing, is not only a challenge for parents, but often a battle. Here's medical doctor Cheryl Davis and the journey and calling of being a spiritual mom.
I want to give you the opportunity to ponder in your heart some of the things that we have discussed in this series and really examine the spiritual nurturing of your children in your own journey through motherhood. The Lord has shown me that in many churches, mothers are in an invisible war. Ephesians chapter 6, verse 12 tells us that we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against rulers of darkness of this world, and against spiritual wickedness in high places. There are saved Christian mothers in our churches, but some of you are in this invisible war and you are not aware of it, and some of you don't have the tools to fight with. Satan is a real enemy and a major threat to our children and our families. There are demonic spirits and forces in our lives along with Satan, seeking to devour our lives and the lives of those that we love. Some Christian mothers are frankly oppressed. Demonic forces are coming against you, tempting you to sin and opposing your efforts to obey God. You are trying, but the demonic push against you is hard. These demonic forces are defeating you and leading you to sin. Therefore, there is sin in your life to the point that it is hindering your ability to serve God with a strong testimony. It appears like you are losing the battle, but the Lord says you are not losing the war because God has already defeated the enemy with his death on the cross and will ultimately cast the devil into the abyss that he speaks of in Revelation. But in your defeat and in your sin, it separates you from God. I heard a minister say recently, God has no tolerance for sin, but he understands our limitations. God's grace is sufficient for whatever situation you are in. The Lord is always near to those that are broken and contrite. If you feel that there is sin separating you from God, now is as good time as any for you to ask for forgiveness. God is patiently waiting for us to be reconciled to him. For those that feel that they can do better in the spiritual nurturing of their children, I am in that category. We can ask God for strength in the Holy Spirit to be diligent in living the life of holiness before our children and passing on our faith by living the example. The baptism of the Holy Spirit, like the early church experience in Acts, transforms our lives. It made them a powerful witness for Christ. In the year 2020, we must claim the victory over Satan in our lives to show our children how to get the victory. We must live in Christ's victory before them because Jesus' death was so that we could be set free and live a victorious life. Seek God for more of the Holy Spirit to be a more effective and powerful witness for him to your children. You may be saying, I will just add that onto the list of 100 things I already have to do. If anyone understands how hectic life can be, try a mother with 4 children, a full-time job, Sunday school teacher that teaches each Sunday, and a radio program. But if we seek ye first the kingdom of God and all his righteousness, then all these things will be added unto us. By putting God first, priority in our lives as mothers and in our family, then the Holy Spirit will come alongside of us and give us the strength to live the abundant Christian life before our children. Mothers, I know that you did not birth your children for Satan, and neither did I. I claim today that our children will join us in heaven to worship the Savior for eternity. Until then, keep praying, keep pressing towards the mark of the high calling that is in Christ Jesus. Motherhood is a great spiritual calling. I pray God's blessings over you and your families.
Being a mom in today's modern culture isn't easy. It's not only a physical challenge of endurance of meeting everyday demands, but simultaneously staying emotionally and spiritually healthy in order to nourish our children in a godly manner. If you're a mother struggling with issues and your relationship with Jesus, Dr. Davis would like to help. You can reach her by email at CherylDavis@ProjectTruthMatters.com or connect with her on Facebook at Truth Matters with Dr. Cheryl Davis. She would appreciate hearing from you. Dr. Davis is a wife, mother of 4, medical physician, Sunday school teacher, and Christian broadcaster. Next week, she begins a new series, Despising Your Birthright, the tale of 2 brothers, Esau and Jacob, who fought before birth and bartered for their father's blessing. Please join Dr. Cheryl Davis and Truth Matters on our next broadcast. And visit us online at ProjectTruthMatters.com. And please check us out on Facebook at Truth Matters with Dr. Cheryl Davis. Truth Matters with Dr. Cheryl Davis is a production of The Truth Project.